From the patient account page, click on the data update hyperlink. Several data fields are available for updating. Only update the fields needed. The fields that are available for updates are the account number, patient type, the patient first and last name. Other fields are the baby or other info, email address, patient gender, social security number, and patient date of birth. These fields can be cleared out when the checkbox is checked. Patient type, discharge date, admit date, bill date, and application file date can also be updated. Patient screening date and time can be updated or removed and left blank. Patient phone number, patient medical record number, patient insurance ID or RN number, and financial class can all be updated. There are drop-down menus for Spanish speaking and patient deceased. I am changing the status to state that the patient is deceased. There are fields for how patient was screened, off-site, and owned account. Notice the drop-down menu for the list of all available codes. In the text box, include notes to the eTrust administrator. These notes detail what needs to be changed and why. Please be specific. Note that these notes are not included on the account notes, like comments and progress notes. Here is a reminder to only change the code here if you're unable to change the code in a status update. Remember, we changed the status of the patient to be deceased. Click Submit. Notice in the Patient Demographics section of the account page that the deceased status is highlighted in red. This is done as a bold reminder to not ask for the patient specifically when trying to obtain a status update with the family.